everybody, and welcome to the Path to Good podcast. This is VIP Desk Connect's podcast about how we're making our company an even more amazing place to work. And as you know, this season, we've really been focusing on work from home model, which we've been doing for a really long time. And now that it seems like a lot of more companies are going to be working from home long term, and this is really our new normal, we wanted to touch on some of the things that we do for recruiting, since we have been hiring work from home for a really long time, but most companies are facing remote recruiting for the very first time. And it really seems like that's what we're going to continue facing for at least the next year. And there are a lot of things that you can do, a lot of ways to think creatively, a lot of things that have even changed for us because of COVID. So we're going to touch on some of those things today and hopefully give you guys some tips that you can really use when you are recruiting for a virtual workforce. I'm joined, as always, with my co-host, Maggie.
Hi, Jen.
Hello. And fortunately, Maggie heads up our recruiting team, so how perfect to have her here today.
I do, and we have an amazing group of individuals who do the recruiting for our company. So very, I'm grateful for all the work that the entire team does.
So we're going to share some of the tips from our awesome team. So I think we'll just start out. I'm just going to ask you, what changes have you seen, even for us? Because we've been recruiting from home for a long time, but these changes with COVID have impacted us as well.
Oh, absolutely. And we've been over a decade in recruiting the virtual space, and so has our whole incredible team. And what we have seen is just more competition out there to get top-tiered talent, as people probably are aware that consumer buying habits are changing with stores closed. We're all purchasing all of our stuff online. And so suddenly companies are faced with being able to meet that consumer demand and staffing your phones, your emails, your chats in order to service the customers. So what we've seen is just being so much more competition out there. So for us, we decided to kind of turn to our strengths to attract top talent. And that was really focusing on our culture. You know, as we've said, we have had a virtual model for many years and have really built an amazing culture with Jen heading up our people and culture team. And of course, the support of our CEO, Sally Hurley, who unfortunately couldn't make it today for us, but we really have done a lot of work to build that culture. And so again, we are going in with our culture and trying to market that strength of the culture. So Jen, why don't you talk about some of the things that we've done to really build this culture.
Sure. There are a lot of things that you can do. And I think a lot of companies rely on their culture when they're recruiting, but usually you can bring someone into the office. They can see, they can feel, they can touch, but you can't do that when you're recruiting virtually. So there are a lot of creative ways that you can still showcase your culture when you are recruiting virtually. It starts with, obviously, on your website. What pictures, what images do you have? What pictures do you have? Try to have photos of your team, videos of your team, if possible. There are all kinds of different creative ways that you can really showcase the culture that you have. You could have a podcast like this one that we're doing right here.
Absolutely.
We really talk about our culture a lot in this podcast. Every day we, or every podcast we end talking about a way that we build virtual culture. So you can have a YouTube channel maybe where people put up messages. There are a lot of things that you can do to get creative that don't rely on the fact that, oh, someone comes into the office and you have a ping pong table and all this. And it looks like a fun environment. There is just is a little bit different when you're working from home. You really have to be intentional about the culture. You really have to work hard on the culture, and you have to get creative about how you showcase that culture to the world when you are recruiting.
Oh, yeah. And we've done something different this year to really celebrate our team members. And we're using our Instagram page to really highlight individuals who are either promoted to a new leadership position or new individuals who join the team from outside our organization. And we're really trying to highlight them and celebrate them. So that's something new for us that we're doing this year.
Yeah, and I really love that we get to celebrate the team and give them a little bit of recognition when someone new joins the company. I think that's it's just really great. And it gives if you're looking at our company, it gives you the confidence that like, oh, look, they're hiring people. That company is growing. So that is also gives people a little bit of confidence in joining us.
Yes.
So Maggie, what are some of the other things that you have to consider when we're recruiting from home other than the culture?
Well, one of the things that I'm sure all companies are experiencing, all households are experiencing, is just with more individuals at home, that bandwidth that you have coming into your house is just being used by more individuals. If you have multiple people working from home, if you have children who are in online school, elementary, high school, or secondary education, there's, could be some potential problems there of just not having a strong, reliable connection. So, one of the things that we've done is we have a new proprietary tool that we put on our website that allows interested job seekers to test their computer and to test their internet connection, because we want a great candidate experience, and we don't want people going through the, entire application process and interview process if their system and if their connection just can't meet the requirements. So we put our tool up on the website and are encouraging individuals, test your connection, test your system, make sure that it meets the requirements. So that's one thing that we've done out there to, make it a better candidate experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Because even if you say you pay for high speed internet, but now with everybody from home, it really can, if someone's watching Netflix and you're trying to work, it can really suck up your internet speed. So that tool has been really great and I think has reduced a lot of frustration from candidates. So they know right off the bat that yes, their connection and their system will totally work with our systems. I think it's made the experience so much better.
Yeah, and then it allows, that job seeker to have information to decide, do they want to invest in a new computer? Do they want to upgrade their
Yes.
internet? Or maybe they're not getting the service they think they're paying for, and then it gives them some information
Exactly.
to then go back to their provider and maybe start to get the service that they have been paying for. So
Exactly.
I think that's been really very, very helpful for us.
Yeah, it really has. And I think another thing that's helpful that maybe you haven't thought of if you're recruiting virtually for the first time is that you're not limited to hiring people only in your physical location who can come to your physical office. You can expand and look for talent where the talent is because it doesn't matter if they can come into the office because none of us are going into the office. We're all working from home. So I think expanding where you're recruiting and just thinking about that is something that can be really helpful if you want to get the absolute best candidates for whatever position that you're hiring for, especially if you're looking for a hard to find skill set.
Oh yeah, I mean, and we've been doing. We have team members from over, I think, 34 states, and it's just been really key to our success and growing a strong team is, having removed those geographical boundaries.
Yeah, it really has. And of course, there are like if you go into a different state, there are tax implications. So of course, meet with your accountant before you do this. Meet with your HR person to make sure that you have everything set up. But it's actually a lot easier than you would expect to expand where you recruit. So that's one of the secrets to our success.
Absolutely. Don't give away all of our
Free
secrets,
tip.
Jen.
I know that will give away just that one. The rest of the stuff we're not gonna mention. So another big change that we've seen with COVID and with the pandemic, with a lot of people working from home, kids are doing school from home, parents have lost their childcare, is that a lot of team members are requiring just more flexibility in their schedule, more flexibility with their time off, more flexibility in the hours that they can work. And so that has been a big change for us as well. We've always felt like we were very flexible in providing a great work-life balance, but this has kind of kicked it up to the next level. just because, I mean, everyone's life is kind of turned upside down. And so we have had to get creative too with how we are flexible with our team, what shifts that we offer, what schedules that we offer.
Yeah, and we've always had a mix of part-time and full-time team members, but we've really been more heavier on the full-time team member side. But now we are proactively going out for part-time positions and trying to provide a variety of shifts that work with team members because we know that people are struggling with their work-life balance, as you've said, and we're trying to ad adapt to that need. We're also really working with team members and doing split shifts, which will allow people to maybe come in the morning, work a little bit, then do some online schooling in their family, get through the dinner hour, and then work later. We're also doing some creative, like 4-day shifts or weekend only shifts, just try to, work with our team members and, finding a balance between the company's need and the team members' need, because we have some amazing team members and, we want to keep them. They're valued team members. And, like I said, we're trying to do what we can, to keep them on our team.
Absolutely. It's much easier and much better to support the team members that you have than it is to go out and find a new team member to replace them. So whenever you can be flexible with someone and think creatively, like, okay, sometimes maybe an email doesn't have to be done during the day. Emails can be handled in the evening. So maybe we can now offer an evening shift for people to handle email only instead of doing phone calls for the customer service. So just getting creative about when work actually has to get done and how it gets done will allow you to offer more flexibility for your team. So we usually wrap up the podcast by mentioning something about our culture that we think is unique or something that we're doing that we think that you guys might want to do as well. And so every holiday season, we normally support a charity. And this year, we try to do something that anyone can participate in, no matter where they live. And this year, because of the pandemic, we know that a lot of families are food insecure where they haven't been before. And so local food banks really need a lot of donations. And so we are actually having a competition amongst our teams to try to either raise money or collect food for local food banks. And it's providing some friendly competition between our teams, but also doing something really good. I have been checking the leaderboard every day to see who's winning, and my team is not winning, unfortunately,
I
but.
didn't check today. I didn't check today.
So I think it's just a nice way that anyone can participate. Everyone can support their own local food bank wherever they happen to live. But also it really promotes some team bonding because it's a little bit of a competition as
Little
well.
competition's always a good thing.
The team loves it. I mean, everyone loves it when we do stuff where the teams can interact with each other. I just love
Yeah, and I
doing this
love
kind of
that
stuff.
this one is you can do it on a local level. So, and there's
Exactly.
also the option of if you don't feel safe to going out to purchase food to drop it off. Many food banks, money is great for them too. So we've got both options for
Yes.
everyone to participate and give.
Exactly. Yes. So it's a great thing that you could do with your team as well. And it's for a good cause. So that's always, it's a win-win situation. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Maggie, as always, for being an awesome
Oh, my
co-host.
pleasure.
And we will talk to you guys later.